Welcome back to Practicing Catholic. Patrick Connolly, glad to be with you again, along with Cami Rathume, our producer, Paul Sonic, our technical producer, coming to you through the relevant Radio 1330 AM studios in Golden Valley. Well, losing a child is always devastating, but a mother who loses a child in miscarriage or stillbirth can struggle to find consolation, as my next guest found out. Experiencing firsthand that pain, she decided to create a channel for grieving mothers to come together, support one another, and receive God's consolation in a Catholic environment. Joining me now is the creator of Known by God Retreats, Bernadette Kokowski, and Allison Duffy, who attended the retreat back in 2019. Bernadette, Allison, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us here on this, this painful topic, but one that certainly needs addressing as well. Bernadette, let's start with you. Taking it back to 2019, the first miscarriage retreat held at Epiphany, what was your involvement like with the crafting of this retreat? What was your inspiration?
When I was married in 2014, I was a happy newlywed. We conceived a baby pretty quickly. We were very excited. And we went into our first ultrasound, and the technician said, "Oh," and we were like, "Oh my gosh, it's so cute," and we're so excited. And she probably felt horrible because we had no idea. But she said, "Oh, I'm sorry, there's no heartbeat," and it was just such a shock. And so my whole sort of plan for my newly married life turned upside down, and I started looking for resources, and I searched Catholic miscarriage. I searched all these different things, and I could only find one website. And then I looked, I wanted to do some sort of a retreat because I'd heard of Rachel's Vineyard, which is for women who've lost a baby through abortion. So I thought, well, there should be something like that. Obviously, now there's obvious differences because there's not that element of repentance.
Right.
But I wish there was something like that for women. And then I also found some online moms groups for grieving moms, but I found those to be quite overwhelming because as I subsequently got pregnant again, I would read, you know, horror story after horror story of the moms on the group sharing their sad stories, and I became even more fearful for my next pregnancy. Oh no, it seems like everybody's losing their babies. I would, you know, see the group and it just seemed overwhelming, so I eventually had to stop the groups because it just wasn't a natural channel of support. And the idea in my mind came for the retreat, and I talked to Bishop Cousins about it, and he said that would be a great idea. But then I had two children, and I sort of forgot about my idea, and then I lost two more children back to back. And it sprung everything back again. Everything in my mind came back again of like, you have to do this. And so I found a parish willing to host. I found the DRE. I was able to write the retreat because I worked as a youth minister in the past. And so I knew how to write retreats. And you know, I had my master's degree in theology and such, so I had a good background for that as well. And that was kind of how it formed. Was sort of through my own experiences of loss and just seeking some sort of connection in the Catholic world and not really finding one that seemed natural and spiritual at the same time.
Right. Okay. I see what you're saying. And I think I certainly have a lot of sympathy for those who have gone through this. But I think that it actually motivated you to provide this for others. I mean, that's evidence of the Holy Spirit at work right there. And grateful that Bishop Cousins had some great encouragement to give you too. And so that was the 2019 retreat at Epiphany. Was that the first retreat, the first Known by God retreat? Okay.
Yes. Right. And I had no idea what to expect. So I actually asked Allison to help. She wasn't just attending. She was. She gave a talk and she led a small group with me. So she was.
Yep.
She was right there, and you know, I almost canceled it a dozen times because I thought, you know, I don't know who's going to come to this. Am I crazy? You know, maybe no one else is even struggling out there. I didn't know how to get the word out. I didn't know how to even explain it because, honestly, I looked up even nationally, and I found one group from a different state that does like half day retreats. It's basically just like mass and maybe like one talk, okay. Not like an actual formatted of like small groups discussions and actually pointed talks about different issues that arise and how to pray through this. So I didn't know. I literally went in and I didn't know what would happen, but there were a dozen women there with some incredible stories. And I don't think there was a dry eye within 5 minutes of everybody sharing their stories. And, you know, it was truly incredible. There was even a non-Catholic woman there who'd heard about it somehow, from a woman actually struggling with infertility who was so lonely for companionship in that road that she begged to come even to the miscarriage retreat because it was better than Rachel's Vineyard, which she was also looking into for some sort of spiritual development in, along that path. So she went through the whole retreat herself, for moms who just lost, you know, babies at full term, to some moms who've lost up to 7 miscarriages and never had a living child. So it was, the pain was real, but it was so beautiful, and people really connected. And I still get together with some of the ladies from that, and some of the women are actually coming back now to help with the second retreat. So I'm excited to have several of those women now helping lead the next retreat, which was my whole goal in that as well.
Got it. Well, Allison, let's turn to you then, too. Tell us some about your experience with that first retreat at Epiphany. What was your impression overall of the day?
Yeah, I thought it was just such a beautiful place to be able to share our stories. I had been to some other some secular small groups for people who had lost children through miscarriage or stillbirth or even after birth. And there was always something missing. I always felt a little stifled in what I could say, what I couldn't say, what should I say, people who just had such different values and opinions than I did. So for me, I did give a talk at the retreat, but I also, other than the talk, I was just able to be an attendee as well. And just being able to share my story, to listen to other women's stories, and to just be able to bring faith into it all, and to be with a group of like-minded people who we all believe the same thing and hold the same values, to me, that was so important. One of the things that one of my biggest fears is just people forgetting about my son. And because to us, it's so, we'll never forget. But other people, when they're not here to be seen, they can easily be forgotten. And so just to speak the names of our babies was so important and powerful to me.
Well, now, Allison, you bring up a good point, and I'll ask you this, but Bernadette, I'll turn around and ask you too. But Allison, starting with you, that's one of the things that strikes me, that there are differences between losing a child in miscarriage or even having a stillborn child, then even losing a child, you know, in the first few months of life or something like that. I'm not saying one is quote unquote better than the other. Don't hear me wrong. I'm not saying that. But I am saying that there are some differences, especially how it meets the general public, even family members and friends. Can you explain a little bit more about what you've observed in those regards?
Absolutely. Yeah. So our son was stillborn at 39 weeks. And it's just so interesting. I felt like I was the only person I knew who had a full-term stillbirth, but since then I have found that's not to be the case. But I personally felt a lot of mixed emotions in terms of guilt. We had a full funeral for our son, even though he was stillborn. And I felt so much guilt thinking, are people going to even want to come because he was not born alive? What about my friends who have had miscarriages and they don't get the full funeral, the full, you know, we had family and friends grieving alongside with us. So, I mean, part of me, I really struggled with, should I feel as sad as I do because I'm, you know, very miserable. But then on the other hand, it's like, oh, these women who have had miscarriages, they're so silent, whereas everybody knew that I was 9 months pregnant and was expecting a baby. So I just think to have the miscarriages and stillbirths people together in a retreat, though, it actually was beautiful because our babies had all passed before birth, we all had something in common, no matter what gestation they were at.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you for that. That's wonderful, Bernadette. How about you? What are some of the things that you've observed, at least in regards to how child lost in miscarriage or in stillbirth is different than even a young child who passes away?
Yeah, I think there's a host of issues that arise with an unborn child being lost. For example, I've heard from several women, and even heard it myself, well, you need to work out something with God first. Hmm. God's not allowing you to have children because there's something you need to fix first, which is just not true. It turns children into rewards for the good, right? Mm-hmm. And that's just not what they are. And so there can often be a conception, I feel like, especially in the Catholic world of, well, there's something off spiritually about you, that God isn't blessing you with children, which I think is not there with the regular loss of a child. There's also really the culture of death that permeates, at least from my experience, with losing an unborn child. I was once in an ER with the loss of one of my babies, and the doctor kept saying, oh, your products of conception. And I literally couldn't understand what he was saying. And I finally realized he meant my baby. Yeah. And so I turned to my husband and I said, honey, do you understand that he's saying the baby when he says products of conception? And I'll never forget that. And there's often just this disdain for that life in the medical field that I've experienced from those around me. And often I've, you know, even among family and friends, people say, oh, you'll have another, sort of very dismissive of that pain.
Yeah.
And there is healing that comes for sure with the blessing of another child, but some women don't have that, you know, and the effects still remain, even after you have living children, even after that healing process. I think that it affects women till the end of their life, really.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we're getting down near the end of our time, and I thank you, ladies, both for being so open and just with the pains and experiences that you've had in the past. We should hit, of course, the details of this coming retreat. Bernadette, where and when is this retreat taking place?
Yep, it's Saturday, November 20th. At St. John the Baptist in New Brighton. We start at 9 a.m. I think it's like a little earlier if you want to show up a little earlier, but start at 9 a.m. We wrap up around 4 ending with adoration of the Blessed Sacrament. There's time for small group discussion. We have lots of great topics to discuss. There's lunch. There's different other biblical resources and prayer times. There's 3 different talks based on kind of Ignatian discernment, but in regards to this retreat, in regards to this topic.
Mm-hmm.
So it should be a wonderful day. You can register online at the St. John the Baptist website.
Right, wonderful. And that website is stjohnnb.com. stjohnnb.com. Well, Bernadette Kokoski, Allison Duffy, thank you so much for joining us here on Practicing Catholic. God bless you, and may God really make this retreat a retreat of healing, of grace, of beauty for everyone who attends. God bless you.
Thanks so much.
All right. Wow. Well, again, that website is stjohnnb.com for St. John the Baptist in New Brighton, and you can find more information and registration there. But you can also hop over to archsbm.org/events. There's a link to that there at our events page, our Archdiocesan events page. All right, we're going to take our final break. When we return, Paul and I will offer some suggestions on ways you can grow, live out, and practice your Catholic faith. So don't go away.